A bunch of dung beetles have been released in South Gippsland. Yep, they're there right now munching through poo. Why, you might ask? Well, here to tell you about everything dung beetle is South Gippsland Landcare Dung Beetle Project Manager, Cassie Wright. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Mim. How are you?
Cassie, tell me about bringing dung beetles to South Gippsland. Why have you done this?
Sure. So, as part of the Smart Farming for Western Port project, which we at South Gippsland Landcare work on with a few other local groups, we had a chance to run a field day. And I had an email from a landholder called Adam Tran, who was planning on releasing some dung beetles and was pretty excited about it. And I thought it might be a good idea to get a guy called John Feehan down from Canberra. He's a dung beetle expert to tell us all about it. And we had a field day a couple of months ago, and we had over 70 people come along wanting to hear all about dung beetles. So that was pretty exciting.
Great. So what do dung beetles do?
Okay, so dung beetles do an amazing service for farmers. They bury the dung really quickly, and that interrupts the breeding cycle of the bushfly. So you can actually have a reduction of bushfly numbers of up to 99% if you've got dung beetles, which is worth doing, I reckon.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. After they're released, they eat for a couple of hours, and they pair up and breed, and then they dig these tunnels, and they put a little brood chamber down the end of the tunnel, and they can be up to 30 centimetres deep, and they line these tunnels with dung. This helps to do a lot of things. It helps to aerate the soil, so all the little micro critters in the soil can be healthier. Once the dung beetles leave, the earthworms move into those tunnels and line them with earthworm poo, so that can help be like a fertiliser. It increases the rainwater infiltration to the soil when it rains, so it doesn't wash off as much. That actually moves the nitrogen and phosphorus in the dung into those tunnels and into the soil root zone where the soils can, the plants can grow better, and helps to reduce your fertiliser costs. It stops the dung running off into the creeks, so therefore it's improving water quality in our creeks and rivers, and it helps reduce greenhouse gases because there are less fertiliser use, less fuels, and the dung's actually getting down into the ground. So,
yeah, gosh,
they're amazing.
Does this lead to better grass, better pasture?
Yeah, it does, because apparently what happens is if you leave your dung pats there, they do grow grass, but the grass isn't as tasty for the cattle and they don't like to eat it as much. But if you bury it down under the ground, your grass grows sweeter and, the cows like it better.
So. Yeah, wow. So what sort of dung beetles? Are they native to Gippsland?
No, there are native ones in Australia, but they only deal with little kangaroo poos, which aren't very big. So they've brought in a whole lot of from all around the world, dung beetles. So the ones that people use on farms are introduced ones. And the ones that we released at Adam Tran's place were about the size of your thumbnail, I suppose. And that was actually a winter active species. So you can get summer and winter active dung beetles. And the summer ones in our area seem to be doing okay, but there aren't as many of the winter active ones around. And it's also really important which drench farmers use, because a lot of the drenches will actually kill the eggs and the juvenile beetles when they're coming out, and that can decimate colonies and they can take years to recover. So John told us that the molecule that is the friendliest for beetles is called moxidectin. So if people use drenches with moxidectin in it, then they're going to be looking after their dung beetles.
Yeah, wow. So can you describe, you've said they were about the size of your thumbnail. Can you describe a bit what it was like releasing them into the manure and onto the farm?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it was amazing. We walked up onto Adam's farm and found some really, really fresh cow dung, which was kind of gross. John sort of scooped a little bit back in the middle, and we placed little handfuls of them into the dung. They started to tunnel down straight away, and all the people around were cheering them on and going, "Go, little beetles, go." it was pretty cool. And then we just covered them back over and left them to it. And hopefully within about 3 years, if all goes well, they should be able to start spreading to other properties nearby. So, and I just wanted to say, if I could, that we're going to be having some other field days coming up on similar kind of topics, and if we can, we might try and get some money and do some more dung beetle work in the future.
Yeah,
so if people wanted to get on my list to find out what's happening, they could email me at cassie@sgln.net.au and I can let them know if things are coming up.
Yeah, great. And they can just look up South Gippsland Landcare Network on the internet.
Yeah, or
as well.
Our Facebook page too as well.
Yeah, beautiful.
And John Feehan's website's good as well.
Cool. So. Thank you so much, Cassie. That's great.
No worries. Thanks, Mim.
We're going to speak now to Adam Tran, who is the farmer in Lock, South Gippsland, who has had the dung beetles released on his property. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Min. How are you going?
Adam, can you describe your farm where you live?
we're in Locks on the hills, and it looks like rolling green hills, like somewhere in England, to be honest.
Yeah, wow. So what sort of poo are your dung beetles eating?
Fresh manure. The cows are pooping out up to 25 kilos of dung per day, and the beetles are going straight through it. And
yeah,
you can see the evidence everywhere.
Wow, so you are noticing a difference since introducing these little characters.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. When we released them into the paddock with John, I thought, oh, how much could they really do? And then the next day, these pats were gone. There were little molehills with subsoil on the top.
Yeah, wow. So why do you want the cow poo gone?
Well, I don't actually want it gone. I want it where it's needed, which is at the grassroots. And it just makes so much sense because they're aerating the soil. I don't need to till the soil. I don't need to subsoil. And the water and the nutrients are just at the grassroots. And most importantly now, with carbon credits coming in, some of these species are burying the dung 30 centimetres underground, which coincides with a lot of the monitoring that's happening according to Paris Accord agreements.
Yeah.
So if you can store the carbon 30 centimetres underground, you're eligible to get carbon credits, and that's amazing for bigger properties.
Yeah, wow. So how are you keeping an eye on the dung beetles? Do you go out and kind of check for them?
Embarrassingly, I walk around looking for poo. and you can see the difference. There's a lot of difference between a pat that hasn't actually been eaten by the beetles and the ones that have actually been buried, because you can see little molehills where there's a lot of subsoil on the surface, and it doesn't stay for very long because in a rain, that subsoil actually spreads all over the surface, and the grass grows so much greener and better around these areas.
Yeah, wow. So how do dung beetles spread? Are you hoping that Cassie from South Gippsland Landcare was just saying that you released just some dung beetles into some cow pats? How have they spread across the property, and will they spread further?
Yeah, they actually fly. And the species that we released flies around dusk, and they'll emerge out of the pat that they were in the night before and sniff the wind. And if they can smell dung upwind, that's coming down to them from upwind, they'll fly into the wind and then find that poo. So they don't necessarily stay on your property. My beetles actually disappeared for about a week, and they were probably on a neighbouring farm. And then just last week, they came back and they cleared out all the dung. So they do travel around. They can travel up to 1 or 2 kilometres per year.
Yeah.
And that means that if you're introducing beetles, it's not just for yourself. It's an asset to all your neighbouring farmers. So it's actually good to speak to them and change a little bit of management. If you use moxidectin as a drench, then you're protecting your beetles and all the farmers in the area get to benefit.
Yeah, that's great. So, Adam, now you used to be a pharmacist and now you're a farmer. How did this transition happen, and how did you get into farming?
I'm still actually a pharmacist.
Yeah.
And I farm part-time, so a lot of our listeners might be laughing that he's a part-time farmer, but with the way I go into farming is because I think farmers and landholders are really well placed to help the environment. When I was growing up, I used to see cows grazing along the Yarra, can you believe? And within a lifetime, it's changed so much.
Mm.
But that seeded me to think that farmers can look after the environment, and we're so well placed because all our management styles can directly benefit our land. And if everyone actually did that, then a lot of these issues around water cycling and nutrient cycling can be changed.
Mm. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Adam.
That's all right. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Cheers. That's Adam Tran. He's a farmer in Locke from South Gippsland.